Welcome to the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Your weekend wake-up tradition for the last 30 years.
It's Rosie on the House.
And we thank you for spending your Saturday morning here with us. It's the 7 o'clock hour, our Arizona Hour. All things Arizona, people, places, and things. If you missed last Saturday's broadcast or hadn't heard, a couple weeks ago, Rosie was in a end-over-end rollover on in a UTV and has spent some time in ICU, and he's now in physical therapy and rehab, and he's recovering and getting stronger every day. It's all just rebuilding muscle at this point. You're sitting on your back for 40, 50 days. Lose a lot of muscle memory, so the physical therapists are working to get that restored and looking forward to having him back soon. He's tuned in this morning. Y'all are welcome to say hello to him, and he's looking forward to being back. We announced it for the first time last week and just had a tremendous amount of cards show up in the mailbox this week and emails and calls to the office. Everyone is looking forward to having you back, Dad, and we'll be here waiting for you.
Lots of heartfelt prayers and well wishes and wanting you back. And one of my favorite things that was said was if the prayers were all added together, it would sound like the LSU stadium. You got that many people praying for you, Rose. We're all waiting for you.
And you can go to caringbridge.org and type in Rosie's recovery, and you can read all the journal entries Mom's been keeping up to date and posting since the rollover happened back in October. So we'll look forward to having him back. And in the meantime, we've got a great program lined up for you this Saturday morning, 7 o'clock hour, again, the Arizona Hour. And if you don't have Arizona Highways Magazine, the January edition yet, it is worth getting. It's a retro edition from the 50s.
Can you ever say there's not an Arizona Highways worth getting? I mean, honest. We just love to have Robert Steven and find all the things they've got going on. But the thing that's always surprising to me, I've heard it before, is that it started out as an engineer's magazine for people building highways. And so when this Raymond Carlson took over as editor, he just decided it needed to be something that showed the beauty of Arizona. I just want to read this one quote. He said, "When we speak of Arizona skies, we do so with both pride and pleasure, because we honestly believe we have a superior product. Because we have such clear, light air out this way, no smog, no fog, no haze, no smoke." Well, used to be. "Very little moisture and scarcely no dust. Colors, forms, and shapes are brighter and clearer than in areas less blessed. This, we know, sounds just a little bit like bragging, so please bear with us until you can come out and see for yourself." So just the spirit of the magazine. We just love it. It kind of reflects our heart of how much we love it. And the pictures in here are from the 50s. So they have a picture of Saguaro Lake, and it says, you know, and the caption was like full of people. There was like 30 cars, right? And there's dude ranches listed, and price to stay at a dude ranch back in the 50s was $35 a day or $75 a week.
Wow.
That sounds like a lot of money for the 50s.
Well, I don't know. I think it's up to probably $1,000 for a week at this point. But, yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool.
You can get that just about any newsstand throughout the state, grocery store, or go to Arizona Highways and get your subscription. They had a nice promo for a subscription in this one. That's the first thing I do when I get magazines. So I tear out the subscription cards and all the inserts and throw them away so I can easily flip through the pages without getting stumbled. So I don't remember what it was, but they had a nice promotion for a discount for a year subscription. It's the one of Jerome is probably my favorite. Just to, you know, this is the 50s, but this feels a lot older than 50s, just looking at that picture of Jerome.
It does. Just remember ArizonaHighways.com for your Christmas shopping, too. It's great.
And I will add, if all of you are socially inclined, in Instagram, Arizona Highways has been, and Robert has been posting some incredible pictures that are not in the magazine of snowfalls from the 50s and 60s, and it's funny to see about 3 inches of snow on a Cholla, and the whole landscape covered in snow. So
beautiful. Well, we've got a great guest in this week. A couple months ago, we had Jim West on, and that led to an interview that we got the opportunity to bring Ray Odom on, and then that led to another opportunity to bring you Mr. Rockin' Reggie. Welcome to Saturday's broadcast.
Good morning. Good morning, audience land out there. Hope everybody's doing fine today.
You may not know that you know how much you know about Rockin' Reggie when we get through the list and the number of over 2,000 songs written.
Yeah, I've been writing all my life. I've written about 2,000 compositions, and I've had a lot of them recorded, and that's what I like to do.
And a couple of them that people would know right off the bat, School's Out for Summer with Alice Cooper.
Yeah, I'm singing on that with Alice. I did four albums with him and everything, and I wrote Billion Dollar Babies with him. And so I wrote some pretty big songs.
No More Mr. Nice Guy, too, I believe.
Yeah, I sung on that one with Alice. No More Mr. Nice Guy, Elected, Under My Wheels, Be My Lover. Every time you hear Alice singing, hear a background singer, that he hired me to sing backgrounds for him. And so I've got about 8 or 9 gold records on my wall from Alice Cooper. He's really a great guy, Alice is.
Well, Rosie remodeled his house in the 90s.
Oh.
And my favorite thing about it was the doorknobs. They were like brass cobras. They were like
big snakes,
looking at you as you came up to knock on the door.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, it's good. He's a good guy. And he lives here. Of course, everyone knows he lives here in town. So he's a good guy, you know.
Well, you have brought us a nice signed copy here of your book, Still Got a Song in Me, and it's full of great pictures, and there's a picture of you and Alice together, and you both have kind of equal long black locks, back in the day, yeah?
Yeah, I met Alice way back then in 1971. We met, and that's when we started making our records together. He asked me to come on board with him and everything, so we've been friends a long time. He's still got long hair. Today I've cut mine, but he's still got real long hair.
Did you tour with him or you recorded with him?
No, I was a session guy. I hired Gunn. He hired me to come over and I worked in Detroit with him, and then I worked in Greenwich, Connecticut with him, and then I worked in New York City with him and through the years. And we went to Puerto Rico with him and worked up Schools Out with him. And we've been friends all these years since 1971.
Well, you got hired in 71. The story has to start before that because you've obviously had to have had some music experience and skill set. Where did that all start for you?
Well, I was born in Tennessee and raised in Detroit as a teenager, and I got involved in the music business, and my mother taught me how to play guitar, and she was a gospel singer. So I grew up listening to the Everly Brothers and Roy Orbison and people like that.
Good
and
stuff.
Then when I went to Detroit, I got involved with the Motown sound, and I got I met a girl named Etta James, a blues singer. I was playing in a club one night. I was only about 17 years old. I was playing at a club, and she walked in on stage. She said, "Can I sing the blues with you?" And she says, "I'm Etta James." And I said, "Well, of course." So we started doing At Last, and we started doing, like, I started playing, and she says, "How'd you like to play in my band?" She says, "I'm going to call you the white boy." He said, you're skinny as a rail and white as a ghost, so I'm just going to call you white boy. I said, "All right, Miss James." She said, "Don't call me Miss James. You call me Etta." She said, "All right, you be part of my band." So I went on, and I did 14 live shows with her. And so it started there in Detroit. And then after that, I did the Michigan State Fair with Chuck Berry. I played rhythm guitar with Chuck Berry, and then he invited me to go to Ohio, and I did the Ohio State Fair with Michael Jackson. I'm the Jackson 5, Chuck Berry, and Dave Clark 5, and we did the Ohio State Fair, and that led me to be with Alice Cooper. And when we met him, and first time I met Alice, this is kind of funny, first time I met Alice, I was playing, it was the Rockin' Reggie Band, Ted Nugent, and Alice Cooper.
And I kept waiting for Ted. I mean, the time, the era of Detroit, I thought Ted Nugent's name's got to float in here somewhere.
Yeah, Ted was in there, so there was three of us on the show. And so I got on and played some old rock and roll stuff, and then Ted Nugent comes on and does his thing, and then Alice Cooper comes on, he has a bag of pillows, and he just cuts them open and starts throwing them out in the audience, and they look like a bunch of girls, you know. And it was a house called Alice Cooper, and I had met GB, the lead guitar player in the Whiskey, years ago, and he told me he worked with a band called Alice Cooper, and I thought it was a bunch of girls, and everything. So
when I hear about Rosie.
Yeah. And so when I met Alice and they're up on stage like that, and he come out and he started like, and we became instant friends. And so it started like that. I remember sitting with Ted that night. And we're sitting outside and he says, you know, one of these days I'm going to be the biggest star there is.
Wow.
And so Ted was telling me that. I says, you probably will. And he went out there and rocked on his guitar. And, of course, Ted Nugent. And it was called Ted Nugent and Amboy Dukes at that time. And so Ted went on to become a superstar in like that. And so did Alice. You know,
boy,
like
did they.
Yeah, it's really quite the story.
Quite a ride. Hey, Romy, did you know what my first concert was as a teenager?
No.
Alice Cooper.
I wasn't born yet.
Alice Cooper. I just thought maybe I told you.
Are you serious?
Your first concert.
Wow.
As a kid, I was like 13.
I would have guessed.
I didn't even know who it was. I probably thought it was a girl like that, too.
Yeah.
Just some friends were going, hey, it was a cool thing to do. Got
Alice has told a story in the past when the band first got their first gig in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
They played. Half of the room walked out because they didn't know what to think of the band. One person stayed behind, a guy named Frank Zappa. He walked up to Alice and said, I have no idea what I just saw, but I want to sign you.
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt that because Alice is – I've heard many many different stories about how he got signed, but I know Frank Zappa was part of it, and they did an album called Pretties for You for Frank. And I was just really lucky. They went from Bizarre Records to Warner Brothers, and that's when I hooked in and I did the album Killer with him. I was up in Chicago, and they had me – I was going up to play some blues at a blues club, and Alice says, well, if you're coming to Chicago, why don't you come over to the studio and do sing a little bit with me? And so I went to Chicago, and I played my little gig, and I went over to the studio, and it was the RCA studio where Ray Charles had been recording. And so they were in the studio, and all of the guys, and I went in there, and they were cutting Be My Lover. And they said, Rockin', can you sing on that? And I said, well, sure I can. And then we did Under My Wheels, and then they asked me. And then Rick Derringer came by, and they had him play lead guitar on the album. And, of course, that was the first Warner Brothers record, and it began. That's when they had the song 18, and I like it because I'm 18. And the record took off. And so I've heard many stories about Frank Zappa and Alice Cooper.
We're talking stories of the Rockabilly area with Hall of Fame member Rockin' Reggie here at Rosie on the House.